The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about meditation practice. Sometimes, especially in the beginning of meditation, it can be helpful to have an image in mind that kind of points you in the direction of how to be in the meditation. And an image that I think is quite nice that I used for my children when they were small was to imagine them that they were a sea otter and floating on top of the water with all the kelp and everything, you know, holding them up, floating on their back. And the gentle waves were kind of coming and going up and down in the water. And each in-breath and out-breath was kind of going up and down. You know, I kind of imagine you're kind of resting and sleeping or just being at ease and very safe as a sea otter. And then from this beautiful sea around the sea otter ring there comes little bubbles, like soap bubbles, that come up just next to the head or something place, and they come up out of the water and float by. And those represent our thinking. And the idea is to let the thoughts just be like bubbles that float up and disappear. Don't get involved. You don't try to grab the bubbles and or make one bubble into together with another bubble to make a bigger bubble. Just imagine the bubbles are just drifting off and wandering off. And a little bit like you are not your thoughts. You don't have to identify with your thoughts. You don't have to do anything with your thoughts or figure anything out. But just let them kind of drift away. And you don't have to have there's no problems with them. Just drift away, and because it's so content to lay there peacefully, quietly, in this very nurturing, safe environment with the wave of the breathing kind of going, lifting you up and down, kind of gently rocking you and settling you and helping the inner life, the heart, the mind, become quieter and stiller. And the same idea of an image can also help in walking meditation where, you know, just somehow a very simple, relaxed, maybe I like the idea of a simple, relaxed walk in beautiful, safe, comfortable woods. And there's a very nice pace in which we walk, and the trail is very soft, and maybe, you know, just can you feel the soft ground kind of receive you, and maybe it's fall, and the leaves, the yellow leaves that are falling off the trees are kind of like, you know, we keep walking, but we notice the leaves falling, but they fall and they leave. Fall on the ground behind us. And that's like our thoughts when we're in walking meditation. Our thoughts come, but we just let them drift off like leaves. We don't pay attention to them. We just kind of stay on the track, stay walking on the nice soft trail each step as we walk. And that's where we want to be. Our attention is right here in our body. And that image also can be an image that helps create a sense of well-being or safety and peace and quiet on the inside. And so sometimes people find it's helpful to start with an image or have that in the back of their mind. And then as we settle into meditation, then it's important to let go of the images because the images are not really needed at some point because you're here and settled and you have the idea of how to be here in a relaxed, peaceful way and just be equanimously with what is and not getting involved with thoughts and feelings and what's there, staying in with the inner stillness and peace. Let that deepen. So if those words are helpful for you, then you might see if they can be useful in your meditation. And if they are not useful, then you're very welcome to just leave them here today. They don't have to go home with you. So thank you.